AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A third night of protests in Baltimore, where a black man who died after being taken into custody by police has gotten off to a shaky start. As some demonstrators chanted all day, all night, "We're going to fight for Freddie Gray," the young man who died, other demonstrators scuffled with police. Jamal Bryant, pastor of Empowerment Temple AME Church, wants Baltimore officials to explain why no charges have been filed yet against six police officers involved in Gray's arrest.
We need some solid answers as to why it is these six officers are roaming free while in just a few days we'll be burying Freddie Gray.
After his choice for Attorney General was confirmed by the Senate today, President Obama said he wants Loretta Lynch to work with law enforcement agencies to build trust between them and minority communities.
Making sure that they and the communities together are working so that everybody feels safe and everybody feels like the law's working on their behalf.
The NASDAQ composite has finally surpassed the record high that it reached during the dot-com bubble.
15 years, 1 month, and 13 days after the index, bloated with the likes of internet startups like Pets.com and Webvan, set a record high, it eclipsed that record. The old record, set March 10, 2000, was 5,048. On this day, the index gained nearly 21 points, 0.4%, to close at 5,056. It's still dominated by tech companies, but it's a very different market. In 2000, Apple Computer was barely breathing. Now it's the biggest publicly traded company in the world and makes up nearly 10% of the NASDAQ composite's value. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama is taking responsibility for drone strikes in Pakistan that killed two al-Qaeda hostages, as well as a pair of Americans high in the terror network.
The president says U.S. intelligence didn't know the captive aid workers, one American, one Italian, were there when a compound near the Afghan border was hit in January.
In the fog of war generally, and our fight against terrorists specifically, mistakes, sometimes deadly mistakes, can occur.
But then it also didn't realize al-Qaeda leader Ahmed Farouk was there. He died too, as did another American, Adam Gadon, in another strike. Officials here defend drone strikes as needed and carefully planned, but Obama says lessons will be learned from this tragic error. Mark Smith at the White House.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said today that families of the two hostages will be compensated, but he gave no figures. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.